This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution, they're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. Yep. Lots of things going on. And what's going to happen on April 16th? You know, I think Bill Barr might have something to say that day. I just have a feeling. You know, you have that love and feeling, right? Anyways, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our websites, both of them, agenda21radio.news and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, boy, are we in the fight for it, right? The fight for it. We are digging deep for New California because it's going to be the 51st state. And, you know, people are sitting there going, wow, what is really going on? Yeah, well, we have them kind of a little bit confused, the opposition. We're talking about the state of California that sells. You know, it's interesting to watch this nation state as the governor wants it to be. See, you can the lie about CalExit, right? The bottom line is that the real deal for these folks is they want to form their own nation. That's right. They want to, you know, whatever they can do to bring in other states to become part of this nation is also part of the gig. So if you're a liberal, let's say you're like a liberal, like Pritzker, supposed to be a Republican, Pritzker from Illinois, and then we got Cuomo. Can you imagine if there was a nation of New York, Illinois, and California? I'm just throwing that out there. That seems to be what is trying to go on. Well, then you could also make this nation up of Oregon and Washington and Nevada. Shocking. Why not, right? Why not make a confederation and governors can just all agree on their own and become their own? They could secede. Right, they'd secede. Of course, they wouldn't ask you. they would not engage you as citizens of this new nation. They haven't engaged you yet. See, this is regionalism. This is just regionalism on steroids. And this is exactly what this governor in California, and Jerry Brown was trying to make this case a number of years ago, too. It was kind of interesting. It was an energy consortium, and it was going to involve Venezuela, Mexico, Cuba, and California and Oregon and Washington and Quebec, and also 16 other states. Now, our own Katie Grimes jumped right in the middle of it and wrote some several articles that detailed basically huge violations of the Constitution by Jerry Brown. That's when we started calling him El Presidente. Jerry Brown had this El Presidente notion. So, you know, listen, this is not very far from the realm of possibility because, as you heard yesterday, Gavin Newsom was declaring California a nation state. And, of course, he's been doing this all along. And we've been picking up the subtleties when he talked, California is a great nation state. And, of course, $21 billion reserve. And who's got the fifth largest economy in the world, even though we're tanking like crazy? We forget the reality of the situation. We'll just misery loves company, right? So we'll get New York, which is broke as a joke, and also Illinois, another broke as a joke state. And then there's Oregon and Washington, all broke as a joke. But, you know, we can all commiserate together being broke because, you know, we're running out of other people's money since we are socialist. But we can make a great whatever country, Pangea. I don't know. Pangea. Might as well go backwards, right? Pangea, for those of you that don't understand the continents and stuff like that. But that's a whole history story. Don't get me going. I know. You don't want to slip me into teacher mode. Okay, I'll do it. No, I'm not going to. Roses are red and violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic and so am I. Just remember that. Well, now that applies to Gavin Newsom. Yeah, listen, misery loves company. So you could see these, literally, think about it. You're talking about dictatorships, monoparty systems, right? No Republican form of government. Shocking. Why would that be far-fetched? But again, Jerry Brown tried that, and of course it was really, I think, the exposure that Katie Grimes, when she wrote her articles about it. You can go to the website and pick it up on, go to the search feature on Agenda 21 Radio, and all those articles pop up about that. We gave that great coverage back in the day. So now that ugly idea has reared its head. Now, why is it that this ugly idea like this from Gavin Newsom, coming on the heels of the 6th Constitutional Convention of New California, shocking, why is that so far-fetched? It's not. They've got to have something. And I find it really interesting that they're looking at Illinois and New York to join whatever this confederation. See, he's talking about Donald Trump has not been responsive to the needs of the states. This is Gavin Newsom. By the way, he's fighting this COVID virus so vigorously. Of course, there's no COVID virus to fight, but that's too bad. We've got a crisis and we've got to manage it, right? Rahm Emanuel. And then there's Ezekiel Emanuel. Oh, God, we got to be 18 months like this. 18 months. And don't ever shake hands. Of course, that's what Fauci says, right? Boy, is that guy going to get in trouble. Just more rope. But anyway, so you got Gavin Newsom. He said, let's go ahead and we'll respond to New California. Because New California, if we don't do something, they'll actually form a new state. Shocking. In fact, I hate to break it to Gavin Newsom, but we're well on our way to do that. This is we learned the lesson from, well, actually, Nancy Pelosi, I think, has figured this whole thing out. Once you start an impeachment, it's got to follow its natural course. And that's the same way, anything is constitutional. Once you start something and go down the road of, say, a new state by the Constitution of this United States, then guess what? You have to follow through with it. And we're down the road. We're successfully down the road. And you know what? Gavin Newsom's looking at this like, oh, no. Not on my time are we going to become all of a sudden a seven-county state. Well, you know, it's 20 million people. Come on. Gavin, brother, you're still one of the largest states in the union in the smallest amount of area, right? Urban versus suburban. Well, that's actually urban, suburban versus suburban rural, mostly rural. And when you start to look at that, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And by the way, everybody gets representation. Oh, that's just a win-win for everybody. It's a real win-win. So I know you want to appease your Chinese, the Chi-Coms, if you will, because they are your masters, that and George Soros and Gordon Getty and the folks in the Rothschilds. It's not going to work. But you see, but ladies and gentlemen, they will force it upon you. They will foist it upon you by taking away your constitutional rights. Uh-huh. And what are they doing right now with this COVID virus? They're the locals. They're using the locals to take away your constitutional rights. One right at a time. And they're doing it because we're all so compliant. Oh, my God. We're all so compliant with the COVID virus, which we now have proven clearly is a hoax, which doesn't make Donald Trump real happy and shouldn't make anybody who's out of a job real happy at these folks, especially those that are trying to exploit it, like Gavin Newsom, exploiting your misery from the COVID virus.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Shocking video just about to come your way here on Agenda 21 Radio. What is wrong with me? By the way, happy Passover, everybody, and Good Friday. There's going to be several places for people to be praying over the weekend. And, you know, this COVID virus business is keeping your distance. And I know that you are doing the Calaveras distance shakeup. Calaveras County, because we were hearing reports out of Calaveras County that people were actually social distancing their cars from one another when they came up to four-way stops. Can't get those cooties. No cooties for you. Isn't this a cootie epidemic? We can call it COVID cootie. COVID cooties. There you go. No COVID cooties for you. That, you know, remember back in the day when we used to touch you? Oh, don't touch me. You got cooties. That's what this is. This is, again, this is a leftist stunt. It's a hoax. And again, it's based on very juvenile behavior. It's based on cooties. That's what this is. It's a cootie attack. The world has been shut down by a cootie attack. Really? That's what it is. Now the president says this. Shocking. This is what he says. He says, we want names. President Trump says two very smart people came into his office and urged him to lock down economy or 2.2 million Americans would die. So from cooties, of course. It's the cootie thing. It's the cootie monster. So he's not happy because now we know it's a lie. Oh, no. I said for all of you that were biting on this one, this day would come. And for those of you that were actively promoting it based upon the World Health Organization, your day of ruination is here. If you're in the media and you've been pontificating and supporting, they're all right. You know, everybody on mainstream media who's come out with this, it's over for you. And it should be. People should turn you off immediately and listen to Red State Talk Radio, Agenda 21 Radio, and the whole host of people that we have on Red State Talk Radio. You should do that. Get rid of everybody else because they're lying to you. You know, this Mr. What is he going to say? Tedros, or the World Health Organization. This guy does not know what to do. He really doesn't know what to do. But we do. We do. So this is the story out of Gateway Pundit right now. It says, whoever did this needs to be revealed. These two smart people are responsible for pushing faulty propaganda on the president that resulted in millions and millions of ruined lives. During her show last night, Laura Ingraham aired footage of President Trump admitting two very smart people came into his office and urged him to lock down the economy or 2.2 million Americans would die. Now, we all know that this is faulty. This faulty model by quote experts was completely wrong and off by millions. The models continue to be revised on almost a daily basis. That's true. Dr. Fauci. This is, he was pushing a narrative. Completely fraudulent COVID-19 fatality timeline from 40 million to 2 million to 200,000 to 81,000 to 60,000 deaths. We called, listen, I'm bragging. Yeah. This is an in your face to all those people, in my local community and everywhere else. Oh, Paul, you can't touch me, cooties. I'm going, guys, this is no different than any other regular virus that we live with daily. We live with
a gazillion varieties of viruses daily. Literally trillions of viruses surround us. Our body defends them marvelously. The fact that, and you know, listen, some people have very poor immune systems. We get that. Their resistance is low to these things. And we're all susceptible to a variety of virus, influenza. You know, when you get the flu, man, you got all this, you got that. The common cold's a virus. But it doesn't mean that every single virus of the billions, the trillions that are out there that we come in contact with every single day are going to kill us. That's just not a fact. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we defend against these trillions of viruses on a daily basis. And we do so successfully. And, of course, the proof is even greater now. Since we've been social distancing and avoiding the hospitals and not driving, the death rate has plummeted in the United States by 15%. Shocking. That's not a shock. We predicted it. All the things that we predicted about this virus has come true. So in your face for those people that are, you know, out there going, that Paul Preston, he's this, he. We get that. But you know what? Learn from it. Be smart about it. Know basic biology. That's the other thing. I'm really shocked that people don't know basic biology. Of course, I shouldn't be, because they stopped teaching real science in school years ago. Just like history. We saw that in the mid-90s. Remember, I was 41 years in the system, so don't tell me when and where and how it came about. I saw it. I fought it all. And look at the end result we have now, a culture that is completely dumbed down and will listen to mainstream media and stand 6 feet apart from one another because of cooties. And they don't understand that's the last thing we should be doing. We should be getting close and talking and being around one another and continuing to build immunities against a lot of these viruses, especially when we're healthy. Yeah. Most of the viruses we develop are lifelong immunities against them. We've developed by antibody. You know, you're learning a lot about virology and about disease and microbiology and things like that. That's great. A lot of these doctors that you're seeing on Fox News, I have to say, after all this, that they're good quality. But they're hysterical. Now we need to get a grip on this stuff, because you've walked in. This blows up the entire United Nations, by the way. The entire Agenda 21 stuff, which is a complete hoax, has now just been blown wide open by this coronavirus. And see, I love that. That's what this show is all about, is to make sure we stop the insanity about the false data, the lies, the phony scientists who make all these pronouncements about how it's going to affect our society. These are totalitarian technocrats. That's what they're called. And they're here to destroy this country. And look what they've done because of cooties. A very juvenile playground statement. You've got cooties. Oh, you've got COVID cooties. Ha, ha, ha. But that's the lot of progressives and ultra-liberals, is that they, well, are very, very juvenile. So once again, the juvenile delinquents have struck again. And we all have cooties, and we have to stand 6 feet apart from one another. That is not what we want. That is not what we want. And it shouldn't be that way. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back from the break, we'll dive in a little bit more. I'll see if I can get the audio and video and all this other good stuff of what's going on here with the whole deep dive on COVID virus. Now breaking up, really it is. Said Dr. Fauci pushing a narrative on March 16th. British experts at Imperial College in Great Britain warned of 40 million global coronavirus deaths if the West did not act and shut down society. The prediction included 1 million to 2 million deaths in the United States, and on Sunday, March 29th, the experts reduced their estimates. And the rest is history, as Fauci and Burke should be. We'll be back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we'll see what Laura says here.
Said since this emergency began that it is extremely important that we have full transparency on the data, the methodology, and the objective metrics set for reopening our country when this crisis abates. Now, we know that no one is omniscient, and Dr. Fauci is right that no model will ever be perfect in time, and it's just never going to happen. But the projections here were not off by 10%, 15%, 20%. They were off by a factor of 33 from 2.2 million projected COVID deaths at the top, which was terrifying, to a little bit more than 60,000 deaths projected today.
The big projection being 2.2 million people would die if we did nothing. That was another decision we made. Close it up. That was a big decision that we made. Two very smart people walked into my office and they said, listen, these are your alternatives. And that was a projection of, I guess, 1.5 to 2.2 million people would die if we didn't close it up. It's a lot of people.
He's right. And with 60,000 deaths, well, that's bad, too. It's not great. When I say that, that's not good. Every single life is precious. Every single life should be mourned from every race, religion, and creed. Time, let's not forget that the ongoing devastation to our larger American economy during this prolonged period of no work, no school, no worship, and basically no travel? It's a devastating blow. Well, the president, thankfully, remains realistic but optimistic.
We're getting closer. You see the numbers. We're getting much closer to getting our country back to the way it was. At some point, we're going to all win. We're going to do it sooner than people think.
This is extremely difficult. But we need more hope, less hysteria, more perspective, less panic. And those are my thoughts at the end of day 23, America in shutdown.
Well, well, well. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. America in shutdown. America in shutdown. Okay. We're in shutdown. Shut her down. And we did. Okay. The two people that he's referring to, I suspect, is Fauci and Burke. And, of course, their clouded history with Tedros Adhanom, of course, is very suspect. And Bill Gates, the whole nine yards, they're all out here. And, of course, you can tie this right into China. The deep state strikes again, right? And you have two of the best of the deep state operatives right there next to the president. That is the swamp at your feet. That's the swamp at your neck. And he has to deal with that. That's what a lot of people don't understand. These people have really surrounded the president. You know, I hear stories, people who've met with the president, they get stories, they get talked to. They let me know how this is all playing out because you've got these bureaucrats that are in charge. The bureaucratic state, like in California, completely large and in charge here. And look at the disaster that they've created. These people have no credentials. That's the other thing. Does Gavin Newsom have the credentials to run anything? Oh, did I say him? Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Tedros Adhanom. There's a guy, One World Order, the titular head of the world, who comes up with all these estimates. He's the guy that's the problem. Well, main problem. He's as corrupt and dishonest and as big a dictator as they come. He's a murdering thug. Yet he's been large and in charge, and he answers to everybody in the world. He tells and controls the world, body bags everywhere. That was, again, what he threatened when Trump was out here telling everybody the truth. It's going to be on Trump, these body bags, right? Listen, you little pipsqueak, it's over for you. Trump is pulling the funding, and so is Lindsey Graham. Yeah, too bad, so sad, brother. That means the end, I think. This may be the end of the beginning of the end for the United Nations, period. And won't the world be a better place because of it? And, of course, how are these people going to scam people again? Right? How's that whole thing going to shake out? Well, you got the cartel still. I'm sure they're going to figure out some way to steal money from other people, which is what they do wholesale in California, which, of course, they're running out of other people's money to steal. So soon they're going to start stealing from one another. Trump knows that, by the way. So we need to get our country back together. Now, back together. We're going to get a little glimpse here, I think, because we're running some trial balloons about what is going on with these investigations into Russia, Russia, Russia. So Bill Barr made an appearance. I don't know if she interviewed him or what on Laura. And I'm going to play this little bit right now so you can see what I'm talking about. And we'll get a little bit of a clue as to what's going on with Bill Barr and these investigations.
Today I sat down with Attorney General Bill Barr to talk about everything from civil liberties in the age of COVID-19 to how we intend to hold China accountable. Mr. Attorney General, it's great seeing you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
Right now, we have no freedom of worship, public worship to go to gather. We have no real freedom of assembly, not even freedom of movement, given what some of the states are doing. What can you tell our viewers tonight about what the Justice Department will do after this limited period to ensure that our civil liberties are balanced properly against the need to protect the public?
Well, generally speaking, there are occasions where liberties have to be restricted during certain emergencies, such as war, or in this case, a potentially devastating pandemic. But they have to be balanced. Whatever steps you take have to be balanced against the civil liberties of the American people, and it cannot be used as an excuse for broad deprivations of liberty.
Cannot listen, all you people in your local communities here, I want you to hear what he said. Those of you that have made it an excuse to arrest your paddleboarders out there, right, in the ocean. There's so many viruses in the water. How do you protect humans from that? You got a whole soup of viruses. I mean, really, the oceans are nothing more than massive amounts of RNA and DNA. Listen to what Barr says. And you guys listen up in the local communities, because we're not going to tolerate Nazism any longer.
As things proceed, we're going to be interested in both what the federal government is imposing and also making sure that that's justified, but also what the states do. The states have very broad, as you know, what we call police powers. They have very broad powers that the federal government doesn't have to regulate the lives of their citizens.
That's just it. But you know what? You heard what he said. There's a time to examine what the states did. And that means you local communities out there that are threatening to arrest people and imposing all this social distancing business and destroying economies, you're going to have to answer to the feds. I want you to remember that as people gather on Sunday to pray.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. A lot of things going on. We've got a whole schedule of things that are going to be happening. So we want you to make sure you visit our calendars on both websites, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. A lot of different things happening there. Also, if you want to learn about the process of becoming a state, how we get there, what we do, and all that other good stuff, it's very, very important that that you check it out. And the one website that probably the best one for that, for the historical documentation, is the newcaliforniastate.com. And also visit agenda21radio.news. We have a number of different stories that we're going to be putting up over the day. And you might want to read the story that we did yesterday with Dave Hodges. It's up. We've got the recording up. You can actually listen to it on the podcast. All podcasts are current, by the way. Shocking, I know. It's taken years to do that, it seems like. Anyway, but we're all current on the podcast, so you can get those. And a lot of people, you know, are going, Paul, you really did? Yeah, we did. You know, that's just it. It's interesting, you know, what's happening right now. I mean, really, it truly it is. It's, you know, like Donald Trump is saying, we want names. You know, and I think that's what we all as citizens want is names. We want names. I want names. I want to know the cities, the communities that are acting like the Nazis, the brown shirts. You know, you got things going on in Los Angeles. You got things going on in North State, where they basically bring in imported people to become the Nazis for them, which is kind of interesting, which is very interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, we want to document where your constitutional rights have been violated all throughout the state of California. Because, listen, we in New California have long memories. Especially if you're a communist. Yeah, we're not going to tolerate this kind of crap in this country. And so many of you have decided, oh, we're gonna side with the Chi-Coms. We're going to be commies. Right. Nazis. Gee, how's that end up in the world? How's that end up in society? Huh? The death of millions? Is that what you want? You know, some of these people, you know, I know personally. I'm like going, wow, the guy turns, he just needs his jackboot, or his jackboots on, and I can't see him. The Hitlerjugend, you know, bringing out the Hitlerjugend, right? Right. Anyway, Bill Barr's got a lot of things going on. He really does. We're going to dive into this now because it's just sort of a natural thing. This is what Bill Barr says. This is by Chrisley Layla. Bill Barr, no basis for FBI's crossfire hurricane investigation. More concerning is a whole pattern of events to sabotage the presidency. Yeah. More concerning is a whole pattern of events to sabotage the presidency. You know, we've been talking about, are there going to be perp walks? Are there going to be this? And I think we're getting closer. I think we're getting closer. U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr told Fox News host Laura Ingraham there's no basis for the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation into then-candidate Donald Trump, which we told you years ago now. Recall FBI counterintelligence chief Peter Strzok opened a CI investigation into Trump's campaign in July of 2016, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, based on bogus claims his camp was working with the Russians. Barr said what happened to Trump was one of the greatest travesties in American history. Even more alarming was the pattern of events after the campaign to sabotage Trump's presidency. I think what happened to him, Trump, was one of the greatest travesties in American history. And without any basis, they started to this investigation of his campaign. And even more concerning, actually, is what happened after the campaign, a whole pattern of events, while he was presidency to sabotage his presidency, Barr said. That's pretty bad stuff from Bill Barr, isn't it? Last May, Barr appointed U.S. Attorney from Connecticut John Durham to investigate the origins of Spygate. According to reports, Durham is focusing on former CIA Director John Brennan's role in Spygate and his lies to Congress. Hillary's phony Russia dossier was not only used by the FBI to obtain FISA warrant on Carter Page, it was also used in the intelligence community's report. James Comey told the FBI in an email chain in December, see there's that E for evidence mail chain in December of 2016, that CIA Director John Brennan insisted on including the dossier in the IC reportment assessment. But the CIA is claiming that it was James Comey who made the recommendation and it was Brennan and DNI Chief James Clapper who objected. Brennan also may have perjured himself during a May 2017 testimony about the dossier. Shocking. Recall in a May 2017 testimony, John Brennan vehemently denied the phony dossier, made its way into the IC assessment, Spector Council, assessment that was released in January 2017, then it concluded Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help Trump's chances of victory. By the way, where was the California Military Reserve stationed at that time in January 2017? Shocking, in Ukraine. Wow. Wow. Interesting why you'd send a detachment of California military people under the direction of Jerry Brown, the governor, to the Ukraine. Isn't that odd? It's pretty unconstitutional, too. Just thought I just want to throw that one out there. I'm going to open up this video right now and hear a little bit of this. This is good stuff. This is the premium stuff you want.
Because I think what happened to him was one of the greatest travesties in American history. Without any basis, they started this investigation of his campaign. And even more concerning, actually, is what happened after the campaign, a whole pattern of events while he was president. So to sabotage the presidency. And I think that, or at least had the effect of sabotaging the presidency.
More with Attorney General Barr.
Yeah, there it was. Sabotaging the presidency. Shocking. And silence is golden at this point, right? So what's going to happen to these folks is the bigger issue. And I think we're going to find out something on the 16th of this month. Just my little hunch. And just my little hunch that what has happened here with Bill Barr is he's sort of come out in front of it all. You know, he's kind of like, hey, I'm going to put up this trial balloon on Laura's show. That's what I think. But let's get into some more COVID information. Actually, I want to get into Michigan's crazed governor, Gretchen Whitmer, bans travel between residences. Here's another loon. The Michigan loon. Mm-hmm. She is a loon. She's another one. She's crazed. That's what the article says. I love this. Says doctors, I don't know what that one. From the numbers, only 150 Americans to date with no pre-existing conditions have died from the coronavirus. Which one do you want? I think I'm going to go. I'll come back with the craze thing because next hour we're going to talk a little bit about governors that are crazy. We've got a bunch of loons out there, right? I want to cover these numbers first. It says very few Americans are dying to date from the coronavirus who had no pre-existing condition based on the most recent data. This number will shock you. This is from Gateway Pundit. It says as of this morning, April 10th, 2020, there are now 16,697 Americans who, quote, have died, who had the coronavirus, and more than 9,600 worldwide, quote, have died from the coronavirus. And, of course, the big quote there is the big quote, because we don't really know. And especially now that we know there's a whole bunch of corruption that's gone on in the whole death thing. And, by the way, have you checked the morgues lately? Now, listen. We're in the process of looking into county records at Agenda 21 Radio. Because, you know, every time somebody dies, there's a death certificate, and it's marked down in the county logs. And so far, in checking with some morgues, there's no bodies to be had. Where are the bodies? Yeah, where are the bodies out in California? There's no bodies. There's nobody in the hospitals. And there's no bodies at the morgues. They aren't writing death certificates in the counties. What the hell's going on? That's because people are alive. They're staying out of the hospitals and they're alive. Shocking. The message here, the moral of this story is just that. Will you guys stop calling me? That's the moral of the story. So worldwide now, this is what we have here. USA, this is a big chart. Where did this chart come from? Nobody's saying where this chart came from. It says, but this data is misleading because the most recent data shows only 0.9% of deaths related to coronavirus are related to individuals with no comorbidity, i.e. pre-existing conditions. See, that's the problem. People have pre-existing conditions, and they say, oh, shocking, they're dying from coronavirus. That's what they're telling people to list anybody who dies at all from coronavirus. They show this one list. Where's this from? It doesn't say where they're from. You guys have got to show where the data comes from. Where the chart, maybe I misread this. 96 worldwide, 16,000. They don't show this, they don't make a statement. Where's it from? Okay, anyway, I'm going to go with this because we're almost at the end of the show. And I'll check it out. We'll find out where the actual there's a thing here, and I don't want to pull it up on it. It shows where it comes from, but the U.S. comorbidity, jeez, 1,417. Nah, that can't be. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. So we've only had 150 Americans to date with no pre-existing condition died from coronavirus. I don't know about you guys, but if you're sitting around thinking you're not going to go to church and mix it up and pray on Sunday, you're not having a good Friday. You need to have a good Friday. Yeah. And a happy Passover. And you need to be thinking about going to church and praying, being with your fellow Americans. These are low numbers, guys. These are just lower than low. Like non-existent lows. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.